Blog Talk Radio.
School today.
Oh,
Yes, sir. Whatever it is, just can't hold my peace. I want to tell you, it's God. That's why I tell him sometimes, Lord, do it for me. Sometimes you just got to tell him, Lord, do it for me.
Oh, Lord.
This going out to Sister Beverly. Lord, do it for her. If the Lord don't do it, it won't be done. Just a little bit of it. Just a little bit.
Sometimes I get this when I say like this. I say,
Lord, fix it for me. Anybody know that only God can do
it? Only God can do this. Fix it for me. It's for you, Beverly.
Because, Lord, I have a problem. And oh, you can't stop so long. Can y'all play that for me? Lord, do it for me. Lord, I need you to do it right now. I can't wait till the moment. Do it for me.
Anybody ever had that?
Lord, if you don't do it, it just won't be done.
You ever felt like that? Lord, if you don't do it, it just won't be done. You can do it. All you gotta do is tell him, Lord, do it for me. He'll do it for you. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. I had to dedicate that to one of our longtime listeners, Beverly, my sister, hope that bless you. The Lord will do it for you. And that's for anybody else who will receive that. I'm going to ask Pastor Bill right now if she'll give us a word of prayer. And today is Thankful Thursday. Listen, brothers and sisters, it's Thankful Thursday. I know we all thankful for some things. So don't hesitate. Don't be ashamed. I want you to press one. And I like for everybody to have a scripture. I think that's just awesome when you thank God for his word. Boy, it ain't nothing like thanking God for his scripture, for his word. I mean, he get excited. And I'll show you that in the scripture. He get excited when you're thankful for his word. So in a little bit, after Pastor get through, I know there's a scripture. If not, there's something you're thankful for. So get ready to come in and thank God for something. If it's just one thing, hallelujah. Pastor Bill from Akron, Ohio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Amen. Thank you, Pastor, for both of those songs. Amen. Scripture I'd like to share is coming from Romans, the 8th chapter and verse 28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, thanking you, Father God, for another day, thanking you for our listeners, those that have called in, those who are listening by internet, Father God. We're just praying for those, Father God, who are asking for prayer. We know you're working things out for their good, Father God, and we just want to continue to pray for them, and we all trust in the Lord. We thank you for our pastor as he teaches the word, Father God. We ask that you continue to use him mightily, Father God, and allow your Holy Spirit to order his steps as well, Father God. Lord, be with those that are sick and shut in. You said in your word, by your stripes, we are healed. So, Father God, let us stand on your word, Father God. Be with those that are, know that you'll make a way out of no way, Father God, if they continue to trust in you. Now, Lord, have your way as we all come together to be thankful. And we come together on another thankful Thursday, Lord. We thank you in advance for all your many blessings you have given unto us. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Pastor Ed.
Okay, anyone want to be thankful for a scripture or something that you want to testify to, the broadcast is open. Press 1. Hallelujah. So it don't take me but a second to get going. Tell you that right now. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I'm thankful for his word. Amen. As we go to First Peter 1:23, I think that was one of the scriptures that we brought out yesterday. Let's see here. I'm gonna read it from the King James, and then I'll read it from the Message Bible. So 1 Peter 1:23. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Amen. And then from the message, it might take me up a little further than where I want to be, but let's see here. 1:23. Your new life, praise God. Your new life is not like your old life. Excuse me. Your old birth came from mortal sperm. Your new birth comes from God's living word. Just think, a life conceived by God himself. That's why the prophet said, the old life is a grass life. Its beauty as short-lived as wild flowers. Grass dries up, flowers droop. God's word goes on and on forever. This is the word that conceives the new life in you. Amen.
For
that word.
Amen. What an awesome word. Listen, brothers and sisters, and thank you so much, Pastor, for bringing that scripture back. You know, there's a lot of revelation there. Look, why did we get born again? So that we can be in his class. See, God put us in his class. God made us part of him by letting us be born again, not of corruptible seed, but of the incorruptible seed, which is the word of God. Man, that's awesome. That's an awesome piece of revelation. God said, well, I got to get you born again so you'd be like me now, so you can think like me, so you can operate like me. Because as long as you stay and operate in your father's and your mother's sperm, as long as you stay there, I can't get no glory out of that. You'll be just like a flower. grow up, cut down. What is good for? For the furnace. That's all it's good for. But because your spirit have received the word of God. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. It's corrupt.
Yeah.
It got purified. Even your soul, which is your mind, it got purified by obeying the truth. Woo! That's awesome, brothers and sisters. Man, that's an awesome scripture to me. Knowing that how you got born again. Knowing it wasn't sperm, that it was the word of God. Now you take that and unpack that and see what that really means, man. You'll start shouting.
Mm-hmm.
I can't help but to praise you. I'm telling y'all, y'all better go ahead on and praise one, because I'm going to tell you, man, I'm getting ready to let y'all have it. I'm going to tell you the truth.
Amen.
I'm doing everything I can to hold this thing. When on the expressway, there was an accident. It was an accident. And the Lord told me, that ain't you. Woo! I got to be thankful for
it.
Yeah.
Yes. Amen.
Accident. I don't know what happened to the man. Bless God, his family, and all that good stuff. But I know one thing. That wasn't me laying out there on that street. So I'm thankful. I got so much to praise God for. I was able to put my right foot in my right shoe and my left foot in my left shoe and praise God.
Yeah. Amen.
I tell you, man, whatever you got going on, you need to stop for a moment and thank God that you were able.
Amen.
Some people think that's repetition. Well, you know, I don't see why I should. Yeah, you need to thank God for waking you up. Do you realize how bullets flying out here? In Atlanta, we had 2 mass killings in a week. Yeah. You got a lot to be thankful for. And especially if you understand in Scripture. Woo!
Mm-hmm.
You got so much to be thankful for. I'm excited about the word of God. I think about the book of Hebrews, the 11th chapter. And I just thank God for faith and understanding faith, what that really means. When I think about faith, the walls of Jericho came falling down after they had compassed around 7 times. See, a lot of times we want to see things before it processed. Don't try to get your blessing before it processed. God said, y'all walk around that 6 times. Now, I'm going to tell you when to shout. Don't make no noise yet. It ain't time to shout.
Mm-hmm.
You just keep on praying.
Yeah.
You keep on blessing the Lord. Because on that 7th day, hallelujah, you're getting ready to shout. See, a lot of times we want to shout before it's time to shout. Don't allow the enemy to get you confused. Just be obedient to the word of God. That's what Rahab did. The Bible says she was the whole.
Amen.
But when the spies went there, Rahab said, okay, I'll hide you over here. By faith, because they won't kill her too. They'd call her hiding them spies, a spy. Are you serious? And she was a whore.
Yeah.
And she was a spy.
Mm-hmm.
She had a double whammy against her. But by faith, she hid them. She hid them.
Mm-hmm.
Believing God. And when it was all said and done, and God said, okay, y'all destroy everything. But whoa. Wait a minute. Go get that woman, that whore, Rahab, and her family. Bring them out first, then burn the place down. Look at God.
Mm-hmm.
That's how God did. Now, if he'll take care of more like that, ooh, hallelujah. See, y'all going to make me shout up in here today. I'm trying to keep calm.
All
right. I'm excited about the word of God. And on the 6th day, they wanted to shout. But God said, no, it ain't time. I want you to do it 7 days, 7 times, and have priests to blow their trumpet. And on the 7th day, and the 7th time around, when they blow, I want you to shout.
Yeah. Amen.
You got to say that word so you'll be obedient. Because God may tell you to go lay hands on 6-7 folks. And after you do that, then you're going to see your blessing. You're going to see the wall come falling down.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Amen.
That's how you want to stay with God. God may say, well, I want you to go to this place and pray for these people. And you may not understand why you're doing it. See, you're
That's
sowing seed and you don't realize it. God may tell you to go over here and witness. Go tell your enemy that you love them. God told me to tell you to love you and love on you. Oh, God told you that? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, how? Because he told me to love my enemy, and since you were one of my enemy, I'm going to love on you. See, that's mind-blowing.
Mm-hmm.
You're not used to hearing that kind of stuff because you're not ordinary. You're different.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
I can thank and pray. I wish I could thank and pray you, but you got to thank him for yourself, baby. You got to thank him for yourself. When I think about how good God been to me and where he brought me from and where he got me today and how he's given me everything I've ever asked him for, it didn't come when I wanted it, but it came. It came at the right time, the appointed time. So don't get in a hurry. It's going to be there at the appointed time. I'm sure on the second day, they marched around that walls of Jericho, and they wanted to see the thing come tumbling down. God said, no, not so. Not yet. You got a process here. The third day.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. On that fourth day, you're going like, okay, now, come on. Because I know on the fourth day, you know, that's when things start stinking. You don't believe it when Mary told Jesus about Martha told Jesus about Lazarus in the dead for 4 days, and he's stinking right about now. He's stinking. It's all over with. So I know on that fourth day, you start thinking things all over with. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But on the fifth day, on that fifth day, it's like, man, what the use? Why should I? But they marched on. And on the sixth day, Lord, have mercy. Don't let me start talking about sick and what happened in the sixth hour.
Mm-hmm.
It's something different. But they was obedient.
Yeah.
They knew their process. And on the seventh day, when the Spirit of the Lord, tell them to blow. Tell all the seven priests to blow their trumpet, the ram, the trumpet, blow them. And when y'all hear that noise, shout and watch what happens.
Mm-hmm.
The seventh day, according to the scripture, that after they got through blowing, it shout. And the Bible says the walls of Jericho came tumbling down flat. Well, don't hear any Paul.
Yeah.
All of it flat.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's a miracle. Because, you know, you think when that wall would fall down, bricks would be on top of bricks and bricks on top of mortar and mortar on top of bricks. No, the Bible said it was flat. Everything scattered out. Brick went over here and a brick went over there. And they wasn't allowed to get on top of each other. They were flat.
Yeah.
Look at God.
Amen.
That's the kind of God you serve. See, I praise him. I don't mind praising him. When I think about what he's done for me, I have to praise him. But that's what faith does for you, brothers and sisters. It puts you in that miracle place. It began to show you things through the eyes of God. You began to trust God. That's what they did. They trust God. They trust God because they looked and they saw what God was saying to do. How God was saying to do it.
Amen.
Thankful Thursday. What you thankful for? Anybody else? Hallelujah. I'm thanking him for faith because that is your substance. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Is this Evangelist Renee? And that's brother. Okay, that's Sister Laura. Let's go with Sister Renee first. Then we're going to go to Sister Laura. Then we're going to go with Brother Eddie. Sister Evangelist Renee.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it.
Yes.
And I am standing on my scripture. By his stripes, I am healed. Every morning when I get up, I look down at my foot, and it's there. Had
yes.
I listened to Megan, it would not be there. If I did not have mm-hmm. faith that God would heal it, I'm going to tell you, at first, I was doubting Thomas. Looking at it, I was like, no way, that skin's going to rejuvenate. Oh, but God. God healed that skin. Yes, Lord. That skin and everything came back. You would never know it was open.
Mm-hmm.
I am so
Amen.
Thankful. So thankful that I did not listen to man because he said my foot wouldn't heal to cut it off. And at first I was considering, because I ain't had no faith. But that Eddie L. Shelley reached down to heaven and popped me in my head and said, where is your faith?
Mm. All right.
Well, where is your faith? I found it. I got
All
it
right.
now. My
Amen.
Faith is the substance of things not seen. Amen. Substance of things not seen. No.
Ain't hope for I'm with you, sister.
Hope. Yeah, it you know me. What I'm.
Yeah, we got mm-hmm. you.
You got me.
Substance of things hope for and the evidence of things not seen.
Not seen. Because the evidence was the foot. You didn't see it.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't see that that's like I was going to heal. All you seen was ew. But I had to have that faith. I had
yeah.
to have that faith. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
All I want to say, amen.
No, that sister, I told y'all about the white meat. She took that scripture,
mm-hmm.
which is her substance. She took that scripture and she stood on it. By his stripes, I'm healed. Every day she was saying that. For those that may not understand what's going on here, I want you to know she stood on that scripture, by his stripes, I'm healed. And that became her substance. That's what she depended on, that word, to make it
Amen.
Right. And according to
Amen.
Her, the skin started going back every day. Now, it was hard, she said, at first, but then it started going back. I'm just excited. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you so much, Evangelist Renee. And this Sister Laura, Evangelist Laura.
Hi, everyone. Okay, I got some scriptures to be grateful and thank God for and rejoice over. I've been going through a lot with my spiritual relationship with God since, like, 2018. And God, I definitely know how alive and active his word is and
yeah.
it, how true is that. The word of God pierces the spirit and the soul. From Psalms 139, God says that he searches the mind and the heart of everyone. So some of my deeds that I was doing were getting exposed to me. And for a while now, it's like been pulling me in the word and also pulling me out of it because one of my friends said something. They said the Bible is the only book that reads you while you read it. So I've been having to deal with, you know, like God said, he corrects those who he loves. He chastens those he loves just as the Father corrects the Son in whom he delights. So, and I can't be stiff-necked at his rebuke. So it's a blessing when we get these judgments. Because in the book of Isaiah, he said, when your judgments were in the earth, the inhabitants came to know righteousness. So I do rejoice at his judgments because God is a just God, and we know that. Through the saving of what Jesus Christ has done for us in his blood, there's no condemnation, so there's no guilty verdict. But we still have to undergo these trials and tribulations to be refined and to be purified. So I was telling one of my friends recently that I didn't, like, really want to read the New Testament because it was kind of, like, too much for me. And then I just started reading the book of John, and in the book of John I had came across a scripture, and I'm laughing because this is my relationship with God. Like, you know, it really gets deep. Like, if you're going to be in this, this is not for the weak. But it was saying, everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come mm-hmm. into the light for fear that their deeds mm-hmm. will be exposed. And that light is God's word. So
yes.
God starts exposing those deeds to you as you read in the word, and he's examining you and bringing to your attention the things that he's seeing in you. So in Psalms 51, he also says that you desire truth in the innermost parts, and against you, you only have I sinned and done this evil in your sight. So we have to go to him for repentance, and Psalm 51 is the prayer of repentance. So it also made me rejoice because, one, I know that God loves me because he wants to bring yeah. these things to my attention and correct me on them and give me a chance, you know. And also it made me think of Psalm 34, verse 5, where he said, I sought the Lord on the authority of his word, and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. They looked to him and were radiant, and their faces never blushed in shame or confusion. This poor man cried out to the Lord and saved him from all his troubles. So this just brought me to a whole new perspective on approaching the throne of grace and mercy, and just coming to him so he can correct you and, you know, convict you on things that you're doing that are not pleasing in his sight. And the other day we were talking about faith that pleases God, but it's a lot of things that we have to do to please. Not a lot of things, because God loves us so much that just even wanting, having that desire to want to fix these things pleases him. But he desires truth in our innermost parts, so he makes us over from the inside out. And I just really thank God for the part where he says they looked to him and were radiant, and their faces never blushed in shame or confusion. So I don't have to be ashamed or hide from God or be hidden in the shadows because of my sins and stuff. Like, I have to draw near that light. I have to come to him to have this stuff exposed so he can purify me and wash me in the blood and help me to become born again and correct me and put me on the right path. Like it says in Psalm 40, like, you pull me out of a horrible pit and out of a miry clay and establish my steps. So I just want to thank God for all that, all those words, those scriptures that he just gave me that I could just rest in. And just stand firm and know, like, God, it's all you're doing this for the betterment of me. I'm not going to allow the enemy to condemn me, to keep me in guilt, to keep me in shame, to make me run from you and hide mm-hmm. from you, because I keep feeling like you're not going to forgive me. But God is so forgiving. Like he said, he's compassionate, slow to anger, quick to forgive, and if he is angry, his anger only lasts a little while. And it was another scripture. It's in my Bible. I don't have it, but he said, in that scripture, he said, the word of the Lord is very strong. Who can endure it? The day of the Lord is very strong. Who can endure it? And he also said that, you know, God, who knows that if he'll come and leave behind him like a gift, like if he won't relent. So God is very merciful. He gives us a lot of gifts, and that gift can just be the gift of joy of being free in his forgiveness and salvation. So I just thank God that no matter what it is I'm doing, he cares about me enough to love me and be like, no, now let me get you right, because you're stepping out of my will. Let me wheel you back over here. You got to get your whooping, but you're going to be okay. I'm going to love on you, and I'm going to hug you after you get this whooping. I'm going to correct you, tell you what you did wrong and why I have to do that for you. But it's all for because I love you and because I want you to do right so you can make sure you come. You got your one-way ticket to heaven, and that's that. So I thank God for those words, and thank you for allowing me to share that with everyone today. I wasn't going to, because I'm like, the stuff I go through with God, I don't know if people be thinking I'm crazy, but I'm like, he's telling me this. Like, he's showing me this. I know what he said. He searches the minds and the hearts, and I know what I'm thinking. He said he's looking at everybody's secret deeds. Like, he's examining stuff. He sees stuff in us that only, like, you know what you think. You know your spirit. Just like God's spirit only knows him, mm-hmm. our spirit knows us, and it submits to God. So it could testify of what you're doing before God. And God got to, you know, work through that, purify you, reconcile you to him. So I just thank God. I thank him for his word. I thank you for being alive and active and sharp and true. And I thank God for putting me on his side, because it's easy to just flip up and be out here and be doing evil and wickedness and be lost and deceived. So I just thank God that he cares about me enough that he's telling me, come over here. Come get in his word. Come through. Get on these prayer lines, you know. So I thank God. Amen.
That's the kind of God we serve. And I thank God so much for you. But the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 1:27, that God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and good hath he chosen the weak things of the world to confound those things which are mighty. So that's the kind of God you serve. Everybody else think it's crazy and stupid, but God used these, the foolish things, to show us
mm-hmm.
how powerful and how mighty he is, and yet at the same time, he confound the wise. That's what Evangelist Renee was talking about. See, that's what God, he confound the wise. He took something foolish to somebody else as a foot. Yeah, okay, just let it go. But he used that to confine all these doctors and smart people and spiritual people and people who thought they knew and educated mm-hmm. people. But she hung in there and she spoke that word, by his stripes I'm healed.
Yeah.
So I'm just happy to know that everybody here is standing on a scripture. That is it. That blesses me. Because that blesses God. I know when you're standing on a scripture, you're standing on God's stuff, okay? And that's how God
Amen.
Wants you to see him. God wanted you to see him as a loving God, a caring God. And if anybody mm-hmm. got any children out here, if you don't love your child and all you want to do is beat them up, you're an unfit parent. You're unfit.
Yeah.
But you want to love them. Let me tell you what I learned. This is John 3:16. Everybody understand that scripture. For God so loved the world that he gave. See, that's what love mm-hmm. makes you do. It makes you give. But the world was full of hell. You know what God did? He didn't get the Uzi. He didn't get the automatic, the AK. He didn't get that. God got love. And he loved the hell out of us. That's what that scripture say. Read it again. For God so loved the world. Well, you know the world's full of hell, like it is today. But God so loved the world, he gave. Love will always cause you to give, not take. Love will cause mm-hmm. you to give. And God give us his love. He gave us his son. And he. That's what love does. It's just what love does.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
God loved the hell out of us. And if you say
Thank
anything
you.
Any different, you're telling a lie. Because that's how God deal with everybody. He loves them. He loves it out of them. He's not no mean parent. He loves you. And he'll show you, bless you. The brother left, I guess. But anyway, praise God. I thank God for all y'all testimony. Anybody else? Anybody else? Hallelujah. Brother Eddie, maybe we'll praise God. Anybody else? Okay. Well, thank you all. Pastor, you had anything you wanted to say?
I just enjoy the word, enjoy the testimonies, and all of us standing on God's word is powerful.
Yes. Please, brothers and sisters, I don't mean to offend anyone, but I'm going to tell you like it is. And if I don't tell you, I don't know who's going to tell you. Stand on the scripture.
Mm-hmm.
If God came today, he came today, you can't tell him what you feel. That won't cut it. You got to give him some truth. You got to give him some facts. And that is his word. Lord, your word said, by your stripes, I'm healed, so I'm standing on that. Lord, your word says, above all, you want me to prosper and be in good health. Lord, I know this is what your word says. You deliver me from all of my fears.
Mm-hmm.
So, Lord, that's just a scripture I'm standing on. Yeah, see, that's what God wants.
Amen.
He wants to hear his
Amen.
Word. Nothing else please God. People, get it in your head. What you feel don't please God. That don't move him.
Amen.
The devil got feelings. That don't move God.
Amen.
But what moves him is his word.
Yeah.
That's why he got you born again by his word. So you could be part of him in his class. That qualify you right there to stand on his word. And, hey, we'll see.